I'm that Nigerian Christian alcoholic, and this is Just Talk. So today I'm going to be talking about perfect conditions. But then before I start, I'm going to do something different today. So I figured that I will share some voice notes people send on my podcast. And so today I'm going to be sharing one from Anita. And I hope you pick a thing also from what she said. And like she has done, I want to get your comments and your opinions on my podcast and its content. And oh, before I share, I am so glad something happened after I did my podcast last week. I was tempted to do another one because I wanted to inform everybody that my podcast is available on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Cast, Breaker, and of course Anchor. So you can also listen directly from your browser. You just need the link, and when you click, you are taken to the Anchor web, and then you just need to click on the play icon to listen. So yeah, I am excited. So I'll play Anita's recording, and I hope you get something, and then we'll go into what we have today. Thank you.
Hello, that Nigerian Christian alcoholic. I just listened to your podcast on asking why, and I must say, it was like God just dropped the link to the answers to all my questions I'd been asking for days now. Because this year for me was for building my relationship with the Holy Spirit and also developing myself. And I figured that I had just been taking the what from all that the Holy Spirit was telling me. I mean, he tells me this is what you would do. But then I never waited to listen to why I would do this and how I would do this. So I just dabbled into it with my own mind and my whole feelings. And it came out, everything just came out like shabbily and all that. But I just want to say thank you very much for the podcast. It really, really inspired me like so much. The fact that you waited and you prayed about it really inspired. Thanks a lot.
Okay, so that was Anita's message, and I mean, I'm glad she sent me a message. So thank you, Anita, for listening in and for finding time to send an opinion or a view or something. I mean, you've learned. I expect that from my listeners. I look forward to it. But then I'm going to go into what we have today. So today I said I was going to talk about perfect conditions. And before I go on, I'd like to give credits to God and my mom, because I got this inspiration for this topic when I was having family devotion, my mom and my siblings. And we studied the Bible and we talked about when the Israelites had to cross the Jordan. And so my mom reminded us of when they had to cross the Red Sea. And so we started to talk about waiting for perfect conditions before you start to do what you want to do. Now, my point is, I like to tell people to start now. I tell people I am pro starting up now. But then I don't want to forget, or I don't want you to forget that there is the waiting stage. So the waiting stage, so your ideas, your dreams, your ambitions, your aspirations, is a stage where, like the book of Habakkuk says, to write it down, to make it plain that he who sees it may run with it. So it's a stage where you see your vision, or where you see the things you want, the things you're passionate about, and then you move on to writing it down and making it plain. You move on to having a grasp of what it says you want to do. You move on to understanding what you want to do. And then, of course, my favorite stage, I mean, is the running stage, the stage where you begin. Now, the thing about beginning or starting is you may not have the right resources. I shared last week why I started my podcast, and today I'm going to tell you a bit of how the journey has been. So I just wanted to talk, and I wrote down a list of things I was going to need. I was going to need a microphone. I was going to need a laptop. I had laptop issues. I was going to need an editing app. I mean, I was going to need a studio. There were a lot of things I was going to need. And when I looked at all these things, I figured that there would be limitations if I continue looking at them. So I checked on Google, and I'm like, how can I start a podcast? Or what equipment do I need to start a podcast? And I thought about setting up a website, so I didn't have to host on any other podcast apps. But then I was talking to my cousin, and he said, oh, you can use Podbean. I mean, you host for free.
And so as I went on talking to people, I figured out I could use Anchor, Radio Public, and a lot of other podcast apps. But then my problem was with the equipment, because I didn't know what to use. I mean, I was looking at, okay, your finances, what can you afford, and what can you not afford, and I didn't want to bug anybody. I didn't want to tell my friends about it and started. So first I'm like, okay, let me try using my earphones. I mean, I got a new phone and I tried using my earphones and I figured that it was not bad at all. It was clear. And so I uploaded my first episode and I started. I mean, so I told you that before I started, I had my waiting stage. I had a stage where I had to pray and tarry and ask God if He wanted me to do this. And so when I received the go ahead, when I received what I was going to say, I knew that, okay, this is from God. So I wrote it down and I understood what I was going to do, or what I was called to do, what I was sent to do. And so that stage had passed for me. Another stage where I have to run, where I have to do and become and so. And so that's the stage I'm going to talk to you about today. So many of us like to wait for perfect conditions. We want things to be all right, things to be amazing. I mean, you want to have the money before you can do the things you want to do, or you want to make sure the resources are intact. Now, I'm not just talking about money. Of course, money is like a big deal and something that you should have if you're going to something. But then I figured as I started the podcast that I could start small, and as I progressed, I'd expand. I mean, things will fall in place. I'll grow and more money will come, and so I can get better equipment. And the time you waste, the time you're waiting, and now I'm not talking about your waiting period, I'm saying when you're done waiting, when you're sure you're supposed to do something and then you've written it down, you have direction, you have the way it's clear, you can see clearly the things you're going to do, you understand what you're called to do. The moment that stage is passed, the next stage is the running stage. And I'm trying to say to us that we don't have to wait before you start to run. I mean, of course, I know you have to count the cost. But then the truth is, if you wait to write down all your fears or the reasons why you cannot achieve the things that you have set out to do, you're never going to start. My mom said something once, and she said to me that I should be afraid of my fears. And so she said, do not be afraid of the things you want to do, but be afraid of the things that will make you not do the things you want to do. And so I think that's what I'm going to say to all of us today. Be afraid of things that make you do what you don't want to do. I mean, think of the Israelites in the Bible. So Pharaoh and his army had come upon them and were chasing after them. And so they look at the Red Sea and there is, I mean, they cannot cross this. I mean, this is water and you're going to sink because it's so deep that you cannot swim. Or how are they going to carry their chattels, their livestock? How are they going to use those things to pass through the Red Sea? But then when they cried out to God, and God told Moses to use the staff in his hand. If they had not cried out to God, then I mean, nothing would have been done. They'll be there, and Pharaoh comes in and he gets them back, and they go back to Egypt and everything. So that's the thing about waiting in perfect conditions. I mean, what would have been the perfect condition in this situation? Probably they would have wanted to go through dry land, and they may never have been rescued from the Egyptians, from captivity. So the thing about perfect conditions is, the thing about not waiting for perfect conditions is, perfect conditions delay you. I mean, I'm not saying that you cannot start something when things are amazing or when you have every stuff, but I'm saying that when you know that you should start something, I'm saying start. Don't wait so much. Don't wait so long. Because the truth is, the longer you wait, it gets more difficult. I mean, there's this thing that people like to say, that people think so much about stuff before they start. Now, I don't like to downplay the role of thinking, because I think a lot. I mean, I spend a lot of time stimulating. I try to digest what I've heard and what I've listened to and what I've read. So I have to calm down and spend some time to think. But then I find some truth in the fact that people think a lot about the things they want to do. And so when you start to think a lot about things you want to do, you're weighing possibilities. Now, again, I don't want to downplay the fact that you have to plan for the things you want to do. Because the truth is, if you go into something without a plan, you may see that you'd not continue. I mean, you don't have stuff to say. But then the truth is, when you start to plan so much and you want all the details to be perfect, you're just going to find out that there is always going to be a loophole. There's something that you may not be able to do, or there's something that you may not have at the moment. And so what happens? So my point today is, I want you all to start the things you want to do now and not wait for perfect conditions. I mean, if I told myself earlier this year when I was writing down the things I wanted to concerning my podcast, I wrote that I may not have all the money I want to have to create all the impact I wanted to create. I want to reach out to young people, to children, to, because I believe like in the formative years, if people reach out to you, if you're given equal opportunities, exposure, then I mean you do well for yourself. And I wanted to meet psychological needs, spiritual needs, mental needs, moral needs, and all of that. So I said to myself, you don't have all the resources, but you have one resource, and that's your voice. You can talk and people can listen to you. And so why don't you start something? Now, that's what I'm trying to say to all of us today. I mean, you have something to start the things you want to do if you look deep within. I mean, if God has placed an idea in your head, if God has placed something in your head, God has given you a means to express what he has given to you. And so you don't have to wait till things are amazing or perfect before you start. So everybody listening in, start now. Start to do. Start to become. Start to soar. I mean, I understand what it means to procrastinate, because my mom used to tell me when I was growing up, I like to procrastinate stuff. I still do that now. That's a bad thing. I should not say bad things about myself, but I want to be sincere and truthful. I do that a lot, but then the truth is, procrastination comes from laziness. The truth is, when you look at the things that you're not doing now, if you're sincere, if you're truthful to yourself at least, you'll see that many of the things you don't do now is because you're really lazy. You're simply lazy. So the thing is, when you put laziness aside, because I've looked at the things I've had to do. So last week I had to, so I had an assignment from my mentor. I had an assignment from another mentor for an article. I had something else to write down for. I write for Litwire. It's a website. You can check Litwire out. And I had something to write. So I had a lot to do. And I don't know if I was lazy, but I had to, I had to do the first one from my mentor, he's my lecturer. I had to do that because I knew he had a deadline, so there was something that pushed me to doing it. And so the other assignments I was supposed to research for myself, and I had to do that because I don't know, I just had to do it because I didn't want to disappoint my mentor, and I didn't know when he was going to call me, so it pushed me, so I had driving force. But then the one about writing for Litwire, I said I have writer's block, and I don't know if I do. I mean, I don't want to say I do not, but the truth is, I still feel like I've not been able to do it because I have not started. So that's the thing about starting. When you start, the flow comes. When you start to become. I mean, it's like podcasting. I said I was going to start in March, and I could not start in March because I had stuff that came up. But if I eventually did not start this year, I'll continue looking at it as a big feat, something that, oh, you're going to look to achieve this, and oh, it's so big, it's so large, and all of that. But now I look at it and I'm like, okay, so you've done this. I mean, like, you are a podcaster regardless of what everybody has to say or anybody has to say. You host a podcast and it's something. So if you don't start now, there are not going to be any titles. You're not going to be any, I mean, you're not going to be an achiever. So I am passionate about dream chasers. I'm passionate about people who want to start now. And I want to encourage you. I mean, oh, before I forget, somebody sent me a message recently, I think yesterday, and he said to me that he is going to start a podcast, and I am looking forward to listening to your podcast. So it's going to be about town planning and branding. Yeah, that's what he said. And I mean, I spoke to him and I talked to him about just starting, and he wants to start. So I am shouting out to him and expecting that he starts. And to every other person listening, I mean, what are you passionate about, and what can you do about the stuff you're passionate about? So you like to talk, start to talk. You want to care for people, find ways to express yourself. For everything God has given you, he has given you a means to express it. And if you have the means, there is no need to wait till you have perfect conditions or till all the resources are in place. And I'm going to end here today. I am that Nigerian Christian talkaholic. I hope you learned. I hope you listened. I hope you picked up a thing or two. I want to get your comments, your opinions. I want to get your voices. I want to share your thoughts. I mean, my other audience. And thank you. I pray for you and I love you all. Bye.